Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special music episode. Based on our musical guests' beautiful live performances, Matt and crew will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's improvisers are Sean Conroy, Will Hines, and Joel Spence. Today's musical guest is Lucero.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matty B. That is me, Joel, Will, Sean. How are you guys doing?
Just
my
fine,
improvisers
thank you.
Here.
My life has never been better.
Yes.
My life's perfect.
I am not well.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I like you guys all bearded. I haven't seen Will bearded, I don't think, before.
No, this
have
is
I?
New. Gramps.
Yeah, I'm moving into a new phase.
Yeah.
A lot of gray hair on stage right now.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of good beards here in the band, too. Ben, Lucero, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
It's nice to be back. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you Memphis boys here in LA turn around. I'm loving this new album, dude.
Thank you very much.
So yeah. Good.
It's a fun one.
It is a lot of fun. A lot of, I'm seeing there are going to be a lot of singable songs. Do you have, I wanted to ask you this. Is there always like one guy at every show that's front and center saying one lyric a little too strong, and he has like and their tears welling up in his eyes because it just means that much to him? Because I know I'm that
sure.
guy.
Yeah, no, and I love those guys.
Yeah, that's us.
They keep us going.
Right? Yeah,
they pay the bills. So yeah, thanks for all those guys out there.
Yeah,
they can get kind of, but then they start drinking and they can get a little insistent with their requests, a little pushy sometimes.
Alcohol does things to people.
Yeah, it does. I've noticed.
Yeah,
after 25 years of this.
We just played that song, sir.
Exactly. Oh, you get that a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they request the song
you played
two songs ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens.
That's so much. They love it. Well, you know the show. You guys are going to play a song that's going to inspire, the lyrics will inspire us to do a couple of scenes, and we'll
right.
do that three times. So what are you guys going to start with?
I think one of my favorites on the record is called Buy a Little Time.
Yes.
So it's a solid rock and roll song. We'll start there, and then
yeah.
we'll see what happens after that. So yeah, right now, hit it.
Let's do it.
All right, Buy a Little Time. Like another long night, I'm fading in a time.
feeling all before. I take my for sure kicks when I'm down now. I could take a couple more. I never asked for nothing easy. I never wanted to wait. Oh, no. Seems everything was not enough. I could see it in her eyes. I could see it in her eyes. I let her down, but I could make it up. I just need a little time. Just need a little time.
Man, I love that song. Nice. I love the bass that starts it, and then the guitar kicks in. Oh, they got awesome. That little piano interlude at the end.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad it's fun to play. I'm glad you like it, too.
Oh, the crowd is going to be loving this song.
That's already become, it's a new one, but it's already kind of become a classic.
You can tell. And well, the guy crying at the front row is going to be, he's going to have, you know, she can see it in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She can see, you know, because she can see it in his eyes.
I love you, Denise.
I love that line. I'm paraphrasing, but the owner looks across the bar and says, take that shit outside.
Yeah, the boys are looking for a fight.
The boys are looking for a fight.
And the owner looks up from behind the bar. Yeah, that's it exactly.
I love that for a lot of reasons. Because the owner isn't saying, okay, guys, don't fight.
Right.
Peace, get along. It's just take that shit outside.
Yeah. Just not inside my bar, please.
Let's cut to that moment. All right, guys. Take that shit outside right now.
We want to fight in here, Donnie.
No. And that's what irritates me. It seems like you guys want to fight in here more than you actually want to fight. I've noticed when you have taken the shit outside, it seems to mellow out almost immediately every time.
Well, there's traffic outside. There's a lot of traffic. It's a busy, busy thoroughfare.
Right. You start rolling around, you never know when you're going to end up in front of a car.
And I can't hear anything with all that background noise.
That's right.
You should always take shit outside. If a bartender or owner says take shit outside, that implies the alley, guys. Take shit outside is not in front of the establishment. That is an alley.
Like
take
we've
shit
been
outside.
Begging you multiple months now, you should have an outdoor seating area.
That would be lovely.
Right out back, maybe.
The boys and I would love to take it outside if the.
But then you would still be inside, like a patio seating, like that bar down the street.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you set up some in the alley, if you put some patio seats, maybe some nice heat lamps.
Yeah.
I'd love to fight out there then.
I didn't even know the alley was yours. I thought it belonged to the pizza place.
Straight up. We were talking about that the other. Wait, you thought it was the pizza place?
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Hey, no. That is not an argument.
I'm in this too.
That's not a reason to argue and be mad.
This bar just has such good aesthetics for fighting.
And props.
Oh, I love the props.
I shouldn't have handles on my mugs. I realize that.
Watch this.
Oh, damn, that hurt.
Watch this. Just blinded him.
There's not a lot of bars shaped like an octagon like this.
Right. Places to hide,
We cut to 5 minutes later. They are in the back alley. Okay, this is the shit outside, okay? Do you see now?
A lot of garbage back here.
Well, that's what alleys are for.
I feel like my voice is just being eaten up. There's no ceiling overhead. I can't even hear myself.
Right. Over by the dumpster. Let's go over here. Now start shoving each other here.
No, there's just a perfect place to... flies everywhere. There's just...
Are there more mosquitoes this year?
I agree.
Hey, look, there's half too.
I disagree.
What? Oh, hug me.
There's half a pizza in here.
What?
This looks good.
Half a pizza, well...
Here in the dumpster.
See, this does belong to the pizza place.
The owner tries to sneak back inside with all this peace going on.
Where are you going, Donnie?
Aw, come on. Just have peace. You guys are enjoying being buddies. You're buddies.
We're not buddies, okay? We're the boys.
We're the lads.
We're the... gentlemen.
Yeah, there we go.
The boys, the lads, and the gentlemen. And we like to fight in proper places.
What kind of assholes would we be if we didn't knock each other out once in a while.
We cut to a week later, and they have set up a little patio seating. They can fit just a couple of tables out there.
Okay.
All right, we got a few chairs, and we are going to have the waitress come out here once every half hour to see if anyone's back here.
Now, this I like. Watch this.
Wow, damn it.
Okay, and I like that, too. That bottle is from the trash and not from my establishment.
But this is technically your restaurant still, though, isn't
right?
it?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
So we are within the bounds of your business?
Yeah,
because sure I don't get fired up unless I'm in someone's business.
Bam! Ah! Bam! I ordered chicken wings like 45 minutes ago.
We cut to an hour and a half later, and still no one else has come out in the alley to sit. No waitresses come back there.
I think we've been fooled. We've been fighting out here, and I think Donnie's been lying to us. This isn't part of his establishment.
It certainly doesn't feel right, does it?
Hey, I got a delivery for the pizza place. Can you guys move out of the way?
Oh, this is, I'm telling
God
you.
God damn it. Hey, what do you say we beat the shit out of Donnie?
Great idea.
Yeah. But that motherfucker. Let's go back
let's go inside
and kick his ass.
Yeah.
Let's talk some more about that song.
And I couldn't let him get that far, folks. Can't let people beat up my characters.
it's always status with your characters. Yeah.
You've lost your soul.
Take care of your
I've been doing this with you for 25 years, and it's always true.
I improvise with my daughter, Sydney, and she has to win every improv scene. I explain to her, you don't have to do that.
I have a scene idea about that song.
Go ahead.
Oh, tell us about it first, though.
You don't want to do it. You just want to tell us.
Sweetheart. You know how you've been asking me to write a song about you?
Yeah.
And about us?
Oh, you did it finally?
I did it.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah. It's called Back Off, I'm Working on It.
What?
Well, it's about the problems we've been having and, you know, how I don't always live up to your expectations.
No.
And I want to be accountable to that. And this song's called Back Off, I'm Working on It.
I don't even have high expectations and you still don't come close.
Look. You're a sweetheart, okay? And that's why
I'm
your sweetheart. What's that?
I'm your sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yeah.
No, it's a good idea for another song. Back off, sweetheart.
Later with her friends. Are you kidding me? You accepted that to him?
Well, I do. We are sweethearts, so I love him.
He is just using you. I had a boy I was dating for a while. He had a couple of poems about just give me a second, just give me a while was the name of another one.
I thought it was just a song, but you're saying he's sending me a message. Like the song is directly aimed at me.
Yeah.
Guys.
Back off, I'm working.
I don't want to brag, but can I tell you the title of the song my boyfriend wrote for me?
Oh boy, I can't wait to hear this one.
It's called Monday, I'll Be Ready to Commit.
Today is Saturday.
What Monday?
What?
What Monday,
oh,
sister?
Oh, that's true. There's a Monday every week.
You know the expression, right. It's always not Monday somewhere.
Oh, my God. I've
we
just
cut
been
back happy. To me, Beatrice. Yeah. Beatrice.
Yes, look, Thompson.
I was thinking about that song I wrote, you know, the Back Off, I'm Working on
It. I get it now, okay? If you want to go into your little studio and work on your little songs, you go do that. And I'm going to be up here setting the table for dinner.
No, Beatrice, you deserve better. Your girlfriends called me and they kind of gave me a good talking to.
They are so on my side.
And, you know, they knocked some sense into me verbally, and I wrote another song for you.
Oh, boy. I hope this lives up to my expectations.
And this is, so it's called Beatrice, What Do You Want From Me? Give Me a Year.
Okay, that's not what I was expecting.
It's I thought it was going to be,
I thought it was, yeah, I know, I got it by the name.
If here's
my
the
name,
first verse.
Okay.
Beatrice, you're my sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love you forevermore.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want from me? I can't do any more.
You rhymed more with more?
It's the first verse. I got to set the expectations low.
Yeah, you're
that's
doing a great job. Yeah.
Start bad, get better throughout the song.
We cut to 364 days later.
Well, look what day it is. Oh. I gave you a year. Tomorrow's exactly a year since you wrote Beatrice back off and give me a year.
Like we see pages of the calendar all strewn all over the floor.
I've been keeping, and by the way, it's a word of the day calendar, so don't be lackadaisical.
I'm sorry, that's impressive, Beatrice.
Oh, I know it.
And as a songwriter, I'm impressed by your lyrics.
Thank you.
Well.
And I did not rhyme lackadaisical with lackadaisical. You fucker.
Then that shows you're not a pro. Because yeah. In the first verse, you always rhyme a word with the word.
Okay.
Anyway, I got another song to show how I've evolved.
I have very high expectations. I never learn. I have very high expectations, yes.
By the way, I want to thank you for supporting me financially for all these years.
It's not easy.
As a creative musician, I'm glad you've had health insurance.
It's a good thing I'm a surgeon.
And a great one.
Very good. I get 5 stars on Yelp.
Well, it's actually your profession.
We cut to about 5 years later, and they're still going out, but he's very, very sick. I hear you have to operate on him, despite everything.
Girl.
Why are you guys in the operating room?
Yeah, why are you in the operating room? I'm here on the table.
Oh, I thought he was out.
Oh, I thought the anesthesia had kicked in.
That's my job. Sorry. I'll turn up the dose.
Let me give him a little more, yeah.
You can't let the fact that he's disappointed you get to you. You have to be professional.
Right.
All the songs that have delayed him being a good person.
I have to go in and remove his aortas.
Yeah, and don't forget the Hippocratic rule.
Do no harm, first of all.
And then do nothing else, second of all. See, I rhymed all with all.
That's a good way to do it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, scalpel.
Here you go.
Why are you handing me those things?
I've done so many drugs over the years as a musician, the stuff has no effect
Jen,
on me.
He's such a control freak.
Scalpel.
Okay, I'm opening. Trust him.
I'm opening the chest cavity. I'm using the retractors to retract. Oh, I sort of rhymed retractors with retract there.
I think you've got a future in you as a musician.
I guess we'll see.
I'm also noticing no heart whatsoever in this man.
You're right. How has he been a functioning human being all this time?
That's why he delayed being nice to you with all these songs.
He just had no heart. He was incapable of being nice.
Oh, wow. But he tried anyway.
Give him another chance.
Give him another couple of years.
I do have to try
songs.
And give him a couple more
years. We cut
to
after the operation. Sweetheart, I heard you found out I have no heart.
Yeah, that was wild.
I've known that for a long time, and since I knew you were going to operate on me, I should have warned you.
I can't believe we didn't realize that before we got your chest open.
We took a lot of x-rays.
We did x-rays.
You should have realized it was no heart. And I have another confession.
Oh, boy.
I am a Tin Man.
What?
You know, like Wizard of Oz?
I know Wizard of Oz, yes.
Man. I've had all the parts of my body long before I met you replaced with metal.
That is no excuse. I dated a scarecrow.
What did I do?
He has no heart.
Right.
He was still nice.
The scarecrow had no brain.
He also had no heart. He never talked about that. He had nothing.
I didn't realize. I thought he was just about his brain.
Well, he's focused on his brain.
I will say my guy Thompson has a lot of courage, so at least he's not, you know, lacking in that department.
That's a good point.
Am I here?
It's up to you.
You don't have a heart, but I guess you are.
Give him another chance.
Just give him another chance to exist in the world.
Why don't we go somewhere and get you a heart? We could go to the Cleveland Mayo Clinic.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, sure.
We'll get you a heart. You'll realize how important this is to me, and you'll write a song about me that means something to me besides hold on, back off, wait a while. And there's one that I swear, even though you didn't say this in the song, it was basically go fuck yourself.
That wasn't about you, but of course the listener is allowed to read in whatever they feel about
Right, you can't specifically aim it at somebody and then put it out to the world.
Right, that's right. You have to generalize it. Okay, we'll get a heart. I don't need to do all that. I've written a song that you deserve.
Oh, boy. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. I've learned my lesson.
I'm moderating my expectations, but they're still relatively high.
This one's called Beatrice. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you nothing.
Humans, this summer, Maddie B and Improv for Humans with Maddie B will be out there live in the world. Palmdale, California, July 2nd. Transplants Brewing. John Gabris and myself will both be doing stand-up and an Improv for Humans set. Lowell, Arkansas, July 7th and 8th at the Grove Comedy Club. Tim Meadows is going to be headlining, doing stand-up, and I will be doing an opening set for him. That's July 7th and 8th at the Grove Comedy Club. July 22nd, Pasadena, California. Improv for Humans returns to the Ice House, the legendary comedy club, the Ice House, July 22nd. Go to mattbesser.com for more ticket info and ticket links to those events.
Let's talk some more about that song.
I can see it in her eyes. Don't you hate it when you see something in someone's eyes and they aren't saying it? That's the worst.
You hate when they're just not verbalizing it?
Well, when they... because if they verbalize it, at least you still have a chance. Or like, if it's just in their eyes, it's already... you're already done. Like, they can't, they don't even want to say it. That means
right.
they don't want to say it.
If you call it out, that means they can just go, no, you're just imagining that.
Or it might mean the end to whatever the relationship
right.
is.
It's definitely, if you feel like somebody is thinking something, or it's very obvious in your opinion that they're thinking or feeling something and you try to talk about it, there be monsters.
In this song, I'm guessing it's about love and disappointment of, am I guessing right? It's a relationship that he feels the woman is disappointed in his side of the relationship.
Maybe so. And I don't know. I got a little girl now. I got to, not to make things too
odd. Oh, wow. No, so do I. But keep
like,
going.
Letting your kid down, possibly.
That's what I was thinking on the way over here.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. You don't want to be that guy. So yeah,
because this is why it's the worst. At least with your wife or lover, they're the same age as you, and they've probably let you down too. So you can go, well, you let me down too, maybe. But with the daughter, you can't. A 9-year-old daughter, whatever your age is, they can't let you down.
Right. No.
So sure. All you're the only one that can be let.
You're
down.
The one that doing the letting down. Yeah.
I don't know. I find a lot of kids pretty disappointed.
My parents told me quite often that they were disappointed in me.
I could but see you didn't it see eyes. It in their eyes.
Oh. That's when my parents wore sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, I often would push back at my parents and say, I know you're disappointed in me, but I can see in your eyes you're proud as shit.
I was going to say the flip side of the more emotional side that you were accessing was as comedians, seeing when someone doesn't think you're funny.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
That's when we see it in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys could see songs being liked or not much as we can see a joke
for sure.
not being liked or not.
No, they let you know.
Oh, yeah?
Not, they don't verbalize it all the time. They just, yeah, you get the death stare kind of sometimes.
It must be always rough when you're doing new songs from the new album because they always want to hear the greatest hits. So, but you hit that part of the set list, and you're like, fuck right. it, this is that part of the set list.
Yeah, you just got to jump in and swim. And yeah, and eventually they become old songs.
Yeah, they part of the set list.
The crowd learns the lyrics eventually.
They should, you should tell the bartender to raise the prices on the drinks for all the new material. So there's an incentive. Right?
What's the business plan?
Yeah, I didn't follow the logic of that.
In addition to playing songs that people don't want to hear, we charge them more money for
drinks? No, so there's an incentive not to go to the bar to buy a drink because...
Oh, that's a good call.
They can only go to the bar during the...
Which is what you don't want to hear.
I don't know that people would figure that out. Yeah, people would be like, fuck this place.
This band is doing too much.
The music sucks and the drinks are too expensive.
So during the hit songs is when you go get drinks because they're like only like a dollar.
I told you it was airtight. I told you it was airtight. I should manage bands.
Let's do something on all that.
Hey, I'd like a pint of Modelo Especial, please.
Okay, that'll be, let's check the set list. They went on at 10:30.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm afraid it just got jacked up to $50 a drink for the next three songs. And then they're doing a cover that I don't think anyone knows by Big Star.
$50.
It's important to the band, but not as much to the audience. So they're going to jack it up to $100 per pint during the cover.
Jesus. I really want a drink.
Just four songs till we get back to the first three albums.
Well, listen, I've been listening to this new album. Yeah, well, I've been listening to this new album like crazy. I love this new stuff. I just want.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's great.
I'm afraid that doesn't matter yet.
$50 for a pint of Modelo Especial.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon. I am a man of unusual tastes. I like to be different from other people. May I have a pint of Modelo Especial, please?
Oh, that's what this guy just ordered. Okay, I'm afraid that right now is $50 a pint.
No. I'm afraid you're not understanding what I'm saying. I have unusual tastes. So when I hear new things, that's what I'm excited by.
Oh, you're doing the old Kobayashi Maru on me. Okay, I understand.
I don't understand that reference because I don't enjoy pop culture.
Excuse me, I'm just moving some money around in my accounts and I might buy that $50 beer in just a
second. If I may barge in here, I'm an extremely tall man. What does that get me?
I don't understand why that would get you anything.
I'm tall.
I also don't know why
substances to sustain me.
I don't know why you call yourself a tall man. I find you rather diminutive.
This is not a subjective opinion. I am taller than both of you.
Yes, but
I would
still
like a pint of what is it? Modelo Especial?
Do you have Modelo?
Oh, hey guys, I just got a report in from one of my bouncers. Apparently some lady's been requesting a popular song for a few through a few of the songs, and the band has just given in and they're doing it.
Oh, good. How much is
so it's down drinks are free for the next.
Oh, I want to hear that song.
It's one of their most popular songs.
Are they playing Oh My God, Oh My God?
Yeah, they're playing Oh My God, Oh My God.
I'll be back.
Really?
I'll take a free drink. And what's the tall rebate on this? Do I get money back for being tall?
I don't understand why you think I should give it to you because you're tall.
Well, I need more liquid than everybody else to get drunk. Look at me. I'm huge. I'm like 6'2".
I will take a free drink, and here is a tip of $100 because I am a man of unusual habits.
Well, I'm basic as shit, but I'm real tall.
You're not that tall.
How
please.
Tall are you?
6'1".
You look it. Well, I'm 6'2", pal. So from up
that's
here,
an inch difference.
From up here, you look like a tiny man.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
So the bartender, while they were kind of snapping at each other, he bought him shots. But the shot glasses are the shortest drink glass there are, and this guy is so tall he can barely get to the shot glass.
Oh,
there you go.
I can barely
shots
see
for
it.
All you fellas.
I'm gonna flail my arm around and hope I just run into. God, where is it?
Do you need assistance from someone shorter than yourself who is a man of unusual taste?
Would you mind? That'd be great. Someone as short as you, 6'1", compared to my massive frame of 6'2".
I will
reach. And look at my hair. Flowing locks. A man of beauty.
Well, I mean, you do have slightly floppy hair. But
well, beauty is subjective, but there's no arguing my height. Yes, I would love it if you would help me find this shot glass.
Okay, let me see if I can reach this. And there you go.
Oh, God. Sweet alcohol. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I ate the glass.
That was strange.
Let's listen to another song.
That's what that song was all about, those three scenes. Do we deserve another one, Ben? Can we get another song from you guys?
Yeah, let's do this is the first song on the record.
Oh.
This is kind of going back to Beatrice. Yeah, Beatrice for Beatrice. Just one last fuck you.
All right.
It's actually the title of the song. Hey.
Fuck you.
Is it better that I don't clap? It's just one clap.
Oh, man. So, and this, I imagined we're at a bar.
Again.
This album, it could be a rock opera where different characters from the bar, they're getting a fight and breaking up.
I see where you're going.
You see where I'm going. So, they say, one of your lyrics is, I'm just here for a friend. Like, they're in the band?
I had to give the guy a reason to be in the bar that he didn't want to be in. So, yeah, maybe he's in the band. Helping out a friend is the line, I guess. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that you don't know.
I don't think about these songs that much, really, actually.
Yeah, us fans think about them way more. But, yeah, I imagine a guy came because his buddy was playing in the band that night.
Right.
And is a girl here that works there, or she's a regular, and he's like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for my buddies, so fuck you, then I'm out of here. What is it?
I think, actually, in the song, I refer to the antagonist as Mr. So it's actually a problem with another guy.
Okay.
I think who just wants to talk your ear off, and you just want to sit at the bar and enjoy your beverage, and he just won't shut up, won't leave you alone, and you're not there to talk, you're not there for anything except to drink, and this guy's screwing that up for you.
You know, the thing about the 2002 election,
yeah,
keep going.
Well, who ran that year?
I don't remember. I'm just,
yeah, I mean, that's what I mean, that's my point, you know.
Okay.
So that's
not really a point.
Well, it changed everything as far as I'm concerned. The 2002 election, or one of those back then, you know.
2002 was not a presidential election.
No, of course not. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of a midterm, right? So sometimes those midterms sneak up on you.
You guys here to watch the band?
Yeah, sure, of course. They're great.
Just heard word that they're delayed for another 45 minutes.
So oh, shit, what a bummer. Yeah. So let's move on to 2004, where there was a presidential election.
I'm walking away now.
Right. No, so like, oh, okay, yeah, like Edwards did. So where were you 2004?
I was living here. Right. I was here in New York.
Don't I know it? Yeah. Don't I know it?
Listen, I was just thinking, like, I am actually working on some things.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to...
Who's here for the band? Yeah. Okay, I don't know if you heard the word, but we're still working on a song in the green room.
Oh, man.
And we think we almost got it done. It's going to be a half hour, 45 minutes.
Don't rush it. Make it good.
We always do. We're known for writing a new song every night.
I got nowhere to be.
Okay, but just take this time, you know, let's just all be humans and, you know, just reach out to another human and connect. Let's use this time for that. That's what our band's about. You know it, fans. Yay! Yeah! Going back to the green room.
Sounds like I can read people.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about politics.
No, I was thinking I'd work on some of my own stuff. I'm doing some writing, so I'm just going to take some of these napkins and
you're
and
a writer?
Be off by myself. You know how it is when you're writing stuff. You like to be by yourself.
Have I got a story for you?
Shit.
There I was.
Where? You're not even being specific.
I was there on Lexington. What is Lexington Cross?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Crosses a lot of streets.
Yeah, right? So it was Lexington, and I ran into my uncle. I hadn't seen him in easily 6 months.
Mm.
Excuse me, you guys. Will you guys mind sitting closer together?
Yeah.
So I can fit in over here at the table next
sweet.
To you?
Sweet, sweet.
Okay. Well, no, actually, I'm...
Keep skidding.
Scoot over, scooch.
Scooch. Come on
you.
In.
Thank you.
This is tight.
So he was... my uncle, he's into cactuses. Or cacti, if you follow.
It doesn't matter. Listen, can I just be honest with you? I don't care about your uncle. I don't care about the 2002 elections. I am just here because I love whiskey. And I came to pour some down my throat and forget about my problems. And I can't do that with you here because you have become my problem.
Oh, man. You know, I don't care about my uncle either.
That's not where I was going with that. I was trying to say was, I wasn't trying to sympathize with you. I was trying to say, I don't know how to be more direct than this. Could you please leave me alone? I'm not here to talk to you.
I appreciate you being so honest with
me. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but
somebody
I'm just going to...
Somebody stumbles in from the outside. Everybody! Everybody! I don't know if you've got the TV on. There's a zombie fungal outbreak in the streets. We have to stay in here for days until the military shows up to lock down the situation.
I was just listening to the radio. He's right. We got to do that.
Yeah, we have to. So here's some rations. Everybody stay right where you are. We're going to be here for days.
I'm going to run outside.
No. There's zombies controlled.
I understand that. I understand that.
We cut to like 48 hours later. This guy did run outside. He avoided the zombies for a while, but he eventually got bitten. And he's going through that transformation process where the fungus kind of becomes part of the larger fungus underneath the earth, and then he sees that guy from the bar is also going through a transformation and becoming part of the same.
The thing about cactuses, now that we're both plants, is the fact that there's so many endless kinds of cacti.
I didn't think there could be something worse than the zombie apocalypse.
We will never die, you and I. God. Oh my God, we're growing together. Yes. That's crazy.
Let's talk some more about that song.
Do you guys watch that show? And the one guy had the really big head and the whole season. I never saw another guy with the really big mushroom head.
What show are you talking about?
The Last of Us?
The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I thought you were talking about one of the characters. Like you were upset because one of the actors had a big head.
That one guy had a really big forehead.
No, you're saying somebody grew, their fungus grew all on top of their head and nobody else had that.
Yeah, there's a big monster guy and no one else achieved that.
There was one.
Achieved that?
Yeah. I don't know. If you had to battle them in a video game. But back to this song. What cracks me up in the song is that you're just saying leave me alone, but you're so mad you're going to tell this guy to fuck off.
One last one.
Yeah, just one more, which implies you've told him to fuck off a couple of times already.
Have you seen that one more, that movie, one last one. The Banshees, or what's it called?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I think
where they cut off the finger.
Yeah, and the donkey.
Banshees of Inisherin or whatever. Yeah, yes. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, some people can't take that guy in the bar.
All right, guys. I've been thinking about our new album.
Yeah.
I'm working on a sequence of the tracks.
Okay.
Awesome, Danny.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it. That's the worst part of making an album.
I hate putting things in order like that.
Can I just say how positive you are as bandmates? Yeah. I just love how supportive you guys are.
I've always wanted to make a flat album that's just all the first song.
Right. Yeah.
All the songs play at the same time
first.
We
don't live in that world. No. We're not the Flaming Lips.
So what do you come up with, Danny?
Yeah.
Well, I've been working on it, and I think track one should be Fuck You.
Wait a minute.
To greet the listener when they first put on the album, I think track one should be Fuck You.
I thought that was a joke song you made. We weren't even going to put on the album.
It's mixed and mastered, baby. I did it myself.
But wait, and then it says Fuck You and then I'm Gone in the first song.
That's like the album's over.
Track two is I'm Gone.
Oh.
Track one, Fuck You. Track two, I'm Gone.
Can I just say,
sounds like a single.
That makes me feel weird, Danny, that we wrote a song called Welcome to Our World. We're so glad to have you here.
That's track 10. Track 10 is Welcome to Our World. So glad to have you here. We're wrapping it up with that one. We're sending them on their way with that.
Why are we starting with a brutal...
People are going to be confused.
Yeah. DJs will get angry right away and not even read the rest of the track.
Get angry. Those DJs are those fragile little crybabies.
That is true. I don't
you
like
You better
DJs.
Whisper that. Jeez, I don't care anymore.
So many
I'm sick
DJs
of tiptoeing around these fragile DJs trying to please them. Track one, guys, you know how we've been saying? We need a grabber.
Yeah.
Somebody puts on the album. We need something to grab
get them on board, yeah, not right. to alienate them.
Right. I think, fuck you. Look at the lyrics of this song. Fuck you. You're ugly. Get away from me. This song's great.
Yeah. Why did I spend 2 months writing a song called This Is the Grabber?
Yeah.
That's track 9.
Two on the nose.
That's a little left turn right before we send them on their way. Track 9. It's all, you know, the classic. You know,
I gotta say, I hate your song. This Is the Grabber.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It's so presumptuous.
I hate it too. I thought I was doing something good for everybody, but I don't like the song myself.
Roy, when you pitched This Is the Grabber, I thought it was a comment on maybe Trump or like assault.
Can we not get into Trump again?
Enough is enough.
I know you're not. It's just a catchy little four-chord wonder here, but when I wanted the title, Lead You Astray.
God damn it, this band meeting started so great.
You were so positive at the beginning.
I really liked that you were paying attention to the order, Danny. That made me really happy.
I know, Roy, and hey, look.
Maybe every song should be last.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So just 9 empty tracks and then 10 simultaneous songs?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, can I tell you something?
Of course, Roy.
Do you know that my name is actually Phil?
Is it?
Not now. Not now. We were in such a positive place.
How many years have I had your name? Oh, wow.
Let's listen to another song.
Ben, can we get one more song from y'all?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of scared though. This is all hitting. This is all hitting pretty close to home. Like
too many scenes about bands.
Like
y'all,
yeah, like you've got video cameras in our practice space or something. I don't know. So yeah, this is a. Let's see. This one. What is this? What are we doing? Raining for weeks. All right. Yeah. I'm scared to see what they're gonna say about it.
Much that I didn't know.
another great song off that album.
Thank you.
And now we know why they didn't want to take that shit outside, because it's been raining there for weeks.
You're still pushing this rock opera.
Oh, yeah. These are all connected.
You ever fought with an umbrella? It is complicated.
Oh, I love that song. I love the piano on that song, too.
Very timely for this city.
Yes, you're taking it literally.
Yes.
I it's a good strategy, though. You can't tell someone's crying in the rain, I think, is the main point going on there. But he finally found out when he kissed her and he tasted the tears in the kiss. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got me excited.
For what?
How so exactly?
Sadness.
He gets turned on by sadness. Hey, but if you, I feel bad that you guys are breaking up. I mean, it seems like you guys have been at odds for a while. But if you, as someone who just recently broke up with someone myself, do it out in the rain. It'll be easier on both of you. You don't have to, if she starts crying, you don't have to acknowledge it because you don't know. And it'll just be easier.
I guess I could do that, but that means I have to wait until the weather changes. I was going to do it tomorrow, and the forecast is bright and sunny.
No, that would be bad. Unless you do it in a shower, but then you have to have an excuse of why you're in a shower together.
What if I take her down to the nuclear plant and we have to... Yeah, that's a bad idea.
No. I thought you were going to say like a public fountain or something. But
oh, that's a much simpler idea.
Well, I just don't see how you get in the fountain.
I would have to get security clearance and like...
We cut to the nuclear factory. Hello, can I help you? Are you here for a tour?
No, I'm wondering if I can just come by with my... soon to be ex-girlfriend.
Wait, I'm right here. I'm here. Your sweetheart. I didn't hear what you just said. It's me, Barbara. Hi, darling. This is my baby. This is my little boy.
I didn't mean to say I was going to.
You're surprising me with a tour of a nuclear power plant.
We'd like to see the most radioactive part of the plant.
I got you. I got you, buddy. I think I know where this is.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's put this suit on you, this hazmat suit.
Ooh,
over
thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
This
there's
is
like
so much
a.
fun. I feel like I'm in a movie.
What do you need?
I need us to be exposed to radiation.
Jesus.
And then go into the shower where they hose you down so I can break up with her in that shower.
I can't hear anything in the suit.
Okay, okay.
That works out great.
All right, we'll do what I can. Oh, there we go. I'm so sorry.
Is there a part of the plant that's more radioactive than another part?
Where there are some places where you do have to be careful. You can't touch anything.
Oh, let's go there and touch things.
I can't hear you, but look at me. I feel like I'm in Breaking Bad.
I'm so sorry. There isn't. I forgot to take off this attachment here. So now there we go.
Then now I can hear.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. Do you work here all the time?
I mean, Monday through Friday.
Can I ask what might seem like a weird question? Why is there an attachment on these suits that muffles sound from the outside? That seems dangerous.
Let's dig in on that. Well,
no, it's what I know. It sounds.
You know
what? Really,
It doesn't.
It's really complicated. All the rules and regulations.
My man's he's an inquisitive little fellow. Aren't you my little poo-poo?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's stop.
We see their hazmat lips coming together. This.
Give me a little smoochy through the things.
I can't help myself.
All right. Well, it's self-guided. You have to take these. That's another part. That's the reason. You also have the headphone attachment too.
Oh,
it's sort of
these,
noise like, canceling kind of thing.
Yes,
so right.
So they go on the tour, and he didn't expect this, but the radiation gets him really horny. It's like being on a plane.
And as
you do, you want to go over by the cooling rods and fuck?
I've always wanted to fuck by cooling rods.
Let's
and
go.
They do
I'm
it.
A science fiction fan.
They do it, and they're fucking, and they're thinking, oh, this
God,
will
this
make a
like,
great story.
This is like when we fuck for the first time watching the China Syndrome.
Oh my God.
This is exactly like that.
Yeah.
And they giggle about that and laugh and are having
We're
such
so
a great
naughty.
Time that
We're
when they go through the showers, he forgets to break up with her.
And that's the showers.
God damn
I hope
it.
You guys enjoyed
All right,
the tour.
Move out. We got some other
shit.
There's a gift shop just
it's
around.
It's very difficult to find a nuclear power plant that gives tours. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for finding one. You knew that I love
that. At the bar with his boy. Oh, you got to the showers and forgot to break up.
I was so turned on by the cooling rods fucking that I couldn't remember to.
You always jack off before you go on a radioactive tour, dude.
I wish I had known that beforehand.
Oh, man. I should have been your wingman. Now what are you going to do? You can't go on a tour again. That'll be too awkward.
I know. Once you go on a new...
you guys again, huh?
Here we are.
2 weeks in a row.
Back for round two.
We just really enjoyed it the first time.
We gotta go by the cooling rods because his rods haven't cooled.
All right, sweetheart.
Talking about his dick. His rod hasn't cooled.
Please self-guide
this
it again.
This is not a... Yeah.
There have been no adjustments.
He'd been having trouble for a while.
All right. We don't need to get into all that.
I think everybody goes through things.
Not something for public consumption.
Well,
okay?
I've been taking a storytelling class, and I'm learning to be more vulnerable.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, as a human being or as a writer?
As an artist. As they go through the tour, she's so annoying, he can't even get hard, even with all the radiation.
Oh, God, I'm turned on by the cooling rods, but not turned on enough.
I got you, buddy. I'll ramp it up a bit.
Great.
While they take requests at this nuclear power plant.
Somehow I am getting really turned on and hard again.
Let's go back to the cooling rods.
So they make love their mischievous way again. And they make their ways to the
This is
the
better.
Showers.
We're making love this time instead of just fucking.
It's more romantic.
Sorry, folks. Yeah. The showers are down today. This can't be part of the tour.
Shit.
Sorry to disappoint you. They're going through repairs.
That's okay.
It's not okay because we're contaminated with radiation right now.
Yeah, but if tomorrow it should be fixed, so we give like a 24-hour grace period, like if this was a car wash or something like that.
You can use the sand over there if you want.
Oh, yeah, use the sand.
And how do? We just roll around in the sand here?
Jesus, you're hard.
Thank you.
Was it about the sand?
He loves the beach.
Thank you so
He's
much.
He's from SoCal. The beach turns him on. It reminds him of home.
So they go through the giant sand sift to get the radiation off themselves.
That feels good.
That's it for the sand.
And they step out into the parking lot and it's starting to sprinkle. Not a hard rain, but you know, it's just spitting.
That's something. Look at that. It's misting.
Sweetheart.
What?
Can I tell you something?
Of course. I've never been happier.
This is going to be so fucked up.
I can just see our whole lives in front of us. Do you know that?
It starts to hail.
Ow. Oh,
God damn it.
Ow. It's bouncing right off my face.
This weather is so changeable.
Like Skittles size hails.
These hailstones remind me of Skittles.
I'm hungry too.
No, I'm not saying I'm hungry.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's go to a candy store.
Not the cure for hunger sometimes.
3 weeks in a row for you two.
Yes, we're back. Amazing. We're back.
Tour Tuesdays.
I feel like there's always one more thing we missed.
Giant heads now from the radiation.
You do not
look at us.
Well.
We're mutated.
You don't look well.
We're like that actor on The Last of Us.
Oh, God.
What a freak.
And scene, humans. See Lucero on tour, one of the best live bands in the history of the world, and this new album, I Am Loving. So I want to speak on behalf of all your fans. Now, sometimes an album will have so many hit songs that you forget about some of the hit songs. You know you do that. So you have to play these hit songs on this new album for a while. You can't just keep with three of them. I think there's at least five or six on this one, Ben.
I appreciate that.
For real.
Oh, good.
But really great album, great band. Go see them, buy their albums. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Man, it was so much fun. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, Funny Fellows. Go.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Compliment
this has been brought to you
guys.
By the Funny Fellows.
The funny gentlemen and the gentleman. Lads.
Yeah.
Go to their social media and compliment them and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.